Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for September 7th, 2017. In today's news, NAEC is keeping a close eye on Hurricane Irma. TEI has won contracts for 4 jobs in New York City. A Coney Island development will mean more than 300 new residences. And 8 people were hurt in an elevator accident in India.
The National Association of Elevator Contractors, or NAEC, was meeting Wednesday afternoon to discuss options for next week's 68th annual fall convention. The event was scheduled to begin Monday in Orlando, but a National Hurricane Center forecast suggested that the powerful Hurricane Irma would be lashing the area that day. NAEC planned to send out an email once a decision was reached, but the organization is also posting updates at www.naecconvention.com.
TEI Group recently received contracts for elevator installations at 4 projects in New York City. TEI won a job with Lend-Lease to install 3 overhead gearless passenger elevators and 2 hydraulic elevators at a 33-story, 180-unit residential building at 1865 Broadway. The second contract, with Dematis Construction, calls for 5 overhead geared traction elevators at a new 5-story inpatient residential building at South Beach Psychiatric Center in Staten Island. The third job calls for TEI with Turner Construction Corporation to install 4 overhead machine roomless elevators and 1 custom wheelchair lift, and to modernize 1 geared traction elevator in a 6-story building at 601 Lexington Avenue. For the fourth project, TEI was awarded a contract with Tishman Construction Corporation to install 3 overhead geared passenger elevators for Pace Gallery's new home, an 8-story gallery and office building at 534 to 540 West 25th Street in the Chelsea Arts District.
A 21-story, 432,000-square-foot development at 3514 Surf Avenue in Coney Island, New York, promises to bring 311 residential units plus retail and parking to the area, New York YIMBY reports. A rendering shows a contemporary glass building with white trim and 3 massings, 2 of which will stand 21 stories and 185 feet. Red Apple Group is the developer and Hill West Architects is the designer. Retail will span 22,513 square feet on the ground level, with parking on the cellar through second floors. A completion date has not been announced, but construction trucks are on site.
8 people, including lawyers, were injured on September 4th as the result of a lift malfunction at the Chief Judicial Magistrate Court in Lucknow, India, the Weekend Leader reports. The lift, installed approximately 2 years ago, fell from the 4th floor. Security personnel and other staff had to pry open the doors to release entrapped passengers, who were then transported to a hospital. One of the people was in critical condition. The incident is under investigation, but witnesses said it could have been due to overloading. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.